time of crisis. There's a crisis in Newry. It's in and around Daisy Hill Hospital. Last night, more than 800 people attended a protest meeting over plans to limit the opening hours of the emergency department at Daisy Hill Hospital. It's after recent warnings that staff shortages could lead to temporary overnight closures to the department. Is this the chipping away of that service? Let me speak to Josephine Keenan, who's a member of the committee for Save Our Emergency Department. Josephine, good morning.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Josephine. Let me begin by asking you a question in relation to what we've been talking about on the programme and which has been brought up earlier. And I'm darn sure the politicians are queuing up in the area to say we must keep the emergency department at Daisy Hill Hospital open. I'd be surprised if there are any of them turning up at meetings saying, no, close it. Do you have any faith in the politicians?
Well, Frank, at the end of the day, it wasn't the politicians that called the meeting last night. It was the normal people in the Joe blogs who called that protest meeting. Fair enough, our politicians did stand up and admit that they do have to work together to save Daisy Hill. But this is the time that they need to do it.
So they only got involved after ordinary Joes and Josephines made it happen.
Yes, they did, yeah.
And so on the countdown to an election, of course, they're all going to be jumping on the Daisy Hill bandwagon. So is that frustrating for you?
Yes, of course it is. And a lot of them kept kind of pointing it back to the fact that we have no government. But we have to realise the Southern Trust and the Trust is not answerable to Stormont. They are answerable to the people, and we are the people. So we just need the support of our local councillors, our politicians, our MLAs to stand beside us and fight for Daisy Hill and demand answers.
Yes, of course they're going to stand with you. They're going to demand answers. They're going to support you. But can they do anything? They're certainly not in a position to do anything if they're not running the country like they should be running it. So what can they do for you?
At the end of the day, what they spoke about last night was working together, and that's all they can do, is work together. And one thing that the people of South Down and South Armagh were very happy about is the fact that they are in agreement to do that, and they do realise that this is the final straw for Daisy Hill. If the Trust closes our A&E department, we have no hospital.
When are they going to work together? Do they give you any idea of when they're going to work together? This year, this autumn, next year?
We don't have that long, Frank. At the end of the day, the Trust are planning on having a meeting on Thursday. And from what we know, this will be the deciding factor for our local hospital. So at the moment, we are trying to organise a peaceful protest on Thursday. So we are going to be contacting the councillors and politicians and MLAs that were at the meeting last night. One, to find out, the ones that are attending it, what their agenda is and what they're going to bring up at the meeting. And also to gain the support of those who aren't able to attend the meeting but can attend our protest.
But if they're not running the country and the politicians aren't sitting at Stormont, what can they do for you? The old ashtray on the motorbike thing comes up. They're not going to be able to swing this for you. They're not there for you at this time of crisis in Newry.
Well, they have to be at the end of the day. It is their job, whether or not we have a government running at the moment. They have to stand by us and support our local hospital.
So you think they're lobbying away from some sort of organised system at Stormont may still work?
Well, yes. I mean, they agreed last night that in one way it's not political and everyone does have to work together to support this.
Because, you know, we don't have a health minister, so therefore the health minister doesn't have to take it on the chin that this department is closing. We don't have politicians in the area who are actually sitting at Stormont who would have been voted in by the general people, not just of Newry, but of South Armagh, South Down, and all the areas that are impacted upon. So they can divorce themselves from the crisis at this moment in time, whereas if they were in government, they would have harder decisions to make about Daisy Hill.
Well, they would, Frank, but at the end of the day, the people of South Down and South Armagh realise this issue with Daisy Hill is not a recent one. This has been going on this 10, 15 years where the Trust has been removing services from Daisy Hill. So that has been happening when there was a government in place and when there was a health minister. So if that has been happening when it was in place, it's still going to happen when there isn't one in place.
So there's nothing our politicians can do for us?
Well, they still just need to keep fighting for the people of South Down and South Armagh to support our local hospital and ensure that our A&E department is kept open, because at the end of the day, if it isn't, lives will be lost.
Why do you say that, Josie? And let's get down to the main reason why you want to see the service, the A&E service, retained at Daisy Hill Hospital. Mm-hmm. The trust are saying that there's warnings about staff shortages. They have to ensure that the people are safe who are coming to the A&E department. They can't provide the necessary covers. Therefore, the next stop is Craigavon Area Hospital. Why are you not in keeping with the trust's advice on this?
I think probably advice isn't the best word to use, Frank. People realise what the Trust have been doing to Daisy Hill in the last number of years. At the end of the day, there was people there last night at the meeting telling personal stories of those that live in areas such as Kilkeel and South Armagh. There was one lady who lives in South Armagh whose son took sick last year with meningitis, and only the emergency crew were able to reach her so quickly, and her son got to Daisy Hill so easily, he would have been dead. And he was there last night. And this is what it's about. If the road to Daisy Hill is closed and people have only Craigavon to go to, people will die. And that is pure and simple. And the Trust saying that the issue of no consultants is the case, it's not. They will not put consultants in Daisy Hill.
So you feel they're closing it by the back door, so to speak?
Yes, they are. And they have been doing it for 10 to 15 years.
There is an argument, and there have been a number of think tanks who've looked at the systems and the best way to spend money with regards to health here in Northern Ireland and the distribution of hospitals. And we are, and I don't mean to be flippant about this, but we have been in the past spoilt for choice when it comes to hospitals. We've much more convenience regarding availability of a hospital in Northern Ireland than we would have in some other parts of this island, in the Republic, or indeed across the water. There are many people who are a considerable distance from a hospital and who would see, say, the journey from Kilkeel to Craigavon as not beyond being possible.
Yes, of course. There was one man there last night who had to make a trip from Kilkeel to Craigavon, and he said it is 5 bus stops. I mean, that's just unbelievable. And you can't expect people to travel that length of time in the case of an emergency. And you talk about, Frank, people being spoiled for choice. At the end of the day, just because we were spoiled for choice years ago doesn't mean that the Trust can remove services from Daisy Hill and force the people of South Down and South Armagh to go to Craigavon. They are treating the people of South Down and South Armagh like second-class citizens, and we will not put up with it.
Yes, but you're jumping to the conclusion that they're going to close it. They're not saying they're going to close it.
Well, at the end of the day, they are, and people know that's what it's leading to, and I think this meeting on Thursday is what's going to be the deciding factor.
Go ahead, tell me about the meeting on Thursday.
Basically, the Trust are having a meeting on Thursday. From what we know last night, we had a top consultant from Daisy Hill speaking at our meeting last night. And he believes that Thursday is the day for which they're going to decide what to do with A&E. So at the moment, we are trying to plan a peaceful protest on Thursday outside the Trust headquarters in Craigavon. If people wish to follow our Facebook page, which is of our emergency department, we will be keeping them up to date with the plans. But it's basically to show them that we will not put up with this. Frank, we invited the Trust there to the meeting last night, and of course they didn't show, just as they're not responding to interview questions.
Yes, so we've been trying to get the Trust this morning. As yet, we haven't been able to get them to appear on the programme. But they haven't said no yet. They haven't said no, but we're still trying to get them.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people are basically in the same boat. But we just want to go out on Thursday to show the Trust that we will not put up with this. At the end of the day, they won't come out and give us answers, so we are going to go to them.
800 people was a heck of a turnout last night. That's a very well-attended meeting.
I think it just goes to show the people of South Down and South Armagh are extremely, extremely passionate about this and will not stand for it. We had 800 people, possibly more, in the room in the Canal Court last night, but we had thousands of people watching our Facebook Live video, and we have had near 2,000 shares of the video. We have had thousands and thousands of comments. It is just unbelievable, and it goes to show the support that people have for Daisy Hill Hospital.
Yeah, it's very understandable. Being from the area, I do totally understand your association with the hospital and the great work that has been done by that hospital for many, many decades. Josephine, it will be interesting to see how it is, I suppose, included in the plans for the future. But there's no doubt the Save Our Hospital Committee is going to be vocal over the next few days.
It will indeed, Frank. So if people want to give us a follow on Facebook, Save Our Emergency Department, they can keep up to date with all our information and, of course, the protest that we're planning for Thursday.
OK. Josephine, thanks for coming on the radio. Thank you. Thank